Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Yes, my name is Candace. I'm a potential Roundup claimant on the other line, ready for transfer.
Awesome. I'm ready.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? This is Jason Colwicker.
Hi, Jason. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call here with the Roundup Help Team. It's my understanding that you were looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I want to confirm here that you haven't started a claim with any firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
No. Correct.
Okay, thank you. Was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
The what?
Do you happen to know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? It's okay if you don't.
It's B.
B-cell
lymphoma.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then that's the only form that you've been diagnosed with, right?
I have a real hard time of hearing. What did you say again?
Is that a little better if I cut my microphone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just asking if that's the only type that you've been diagnosed with, right?
Oh, yeah. That's it.
And you're filing for yourself. And what year around the date that you were diagnosed?
I'm trying to think.
Take your time.
You need a month?
Yeah, just approximately.
You need in May, I was at the test day, so yeah, May 2020.
Okay, perfect.
Second.
May of 2020. Thank you. And now, did you mostly use the product at home or for work or both?
Yeah, home.
Home? Okay. And then, what is the address that you would have used it at?
Say 27 Church Street, New Salem, PA.
Alrighty, let me type that up. So you're in PA?
I didn't hear the last two words.
You're in Pennsylvania right now?
Yeah, yes, correct.
Has it started to cool off for you guys, or is it still muggy?
Oh, it's cold. It was 30 frost this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we still got Indian summer, though, so we still got a little ways of nice weather.
Oh, good. And then... did any other people in the household or neighbors use the product and get sick as well, or just you?
Just me. I'm always working, doing something, like, with my hands.
And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
45.
Okay, so you were between 18 and 79, so
yeah.
Let me click that button. And then about how many years would you say you've used the product?
11 years, pretty much.
Okay, so definitely more than 10 days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, are you a U.S. citizen?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, for these following questions, just a... you can just say yes if it applies. Otherwise, I'll hit no. It's going to be different ailments that you may or may not have been diagnosed with. So I'll read them down the list. Just say yes if they apply. Otherwise, I'll assume it's a no. So hepatitis B, hepatitis C,
yeah.
HIV AIDS,
yeah.
Autoimmune disease.
It was yes or no. Good.
Okay. Rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, Epstein-Barr, lupus.
No.
Other cancers.
No.
Organ transplant.
No.
And then, do you have family
Nope.
history of
Nope.
cancer or no?
No.
And then, to get your name on the file, I have Jason, JASON. And then, will you verify the last name, the spelling of the last name?
I work as KOTWICA.
And should I put a middle initial or no?
ST Jason Todd.
Okay. And then will you confirm your gender?
Male.
And then are you married or unmarried?
Single.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? Was it watching TV or commercials or online or
Yeah,
reading?
on radio, Facebook, Facebook
Okay. And around what time, around what date, like what year do you think you would have seen those ads?
Well, I've been seeing them for a good 5 years, 6 years, I believe, something like that.
Okay. So I'll put,
That was the 20, say 2019 or something, somewhere around then.
Well, you were diagnosed in 2020, so it would have been after that, though, right? That you made the connection. So maybe it was
Oh, was
like
that?
2021.
Yeah, but I've been hearing about that stuff for a while. But I
Oh.
can't be exact, though.
Right.
I don't know. It's something that I didn't pay attention to at first, but
Sure.
then afterwards I did.
And then this next question asks for your height in feet and inches.
6'3"
And your weight?
inches, 185.
That's a good weight at your height. That's tall. You're tall.
Thank you.
I wish I were that tall.
Yeah, I keep active.
And this is your cell phone, 917-936-7437, right?
Yes, correct.
And what's the best email address for you?
It's JASONKOTWICA265@gmail.com.
Alrighty, at gmail.com. And then, how many times a month or year would you say you used Roundup?
I'm using it once a month.
All right, so about 12 times a year, give or take.
Yeah.
So you would have used it for at least a year before you were diagnosed,
I
right?
about 10. Wait, I use it about what?
Would you say you used it for at least a year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah. A lot, yeah, definitely a lot more.
Yeah, 'cause you started using it around.
Yeah, on 13, or yeah, they're around 13, 2013, around then.
Well, you said you used it for about 11 years and you were diagnosed in
Perfect.
2020,
Yeah,
so around
so
2009.
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Oh, my math is wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, my math isn't good there.
No, not at
Yeah,
all.
I was thinking the wrong way on that math.
Oh yeah, that. I mean, I'm cheating. I have a calculator, so that's why.
Yeah, I was just trying to do it in my head, but yeah. Maybe I won't
No,
do it next time.
no worries. And then, how did you normally apply it? Did you get the premix or did you get the concentrate?
I got the concentrate, 3 gallon concentrate, and I put it in a spray bottle, pump sprayer.
Okay, so let me type that up. 3 gallon concentrate, mix it up and put it in pump sprayer and use it in the yard, right?
Yes.
And did you wear protective gear when applying or no?
No.
Okay. And then about how big of an area would you say you used it on? Like how big do you think your yard was?
About an acre and a half.
Oh wow. That's a
Yeah,
big
it's a
lot.
country. It's a country, and it's no, not no city.
So are you on well or county water then?
There was a county there, but yeah, I'm at the very end, yeah.
Okay.
County water.
And then let me type that up.
All right.
And so we know that you used it for about 11 years once a month, so that's 132 exposures, so I'll put that. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And do you recall where you would have bought the product? Was it like at a Home Depot or like a small mom and pop?
Either Home Depot or Walmart, either one of those two, or both. Yeah,
Okay.
definitely both. Walmart,
Right.
Home Depot.
And then obviously this was a few years back now, so you may not have any, and that's okay. I just have to ask. Did you keep any of the receipts or any containers or anything like that?
Oh, heck no. Heck no.
Sure. And then have you ever been a smoker?
No.
And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
Unemployed.
Unemployed? Okay. And then did you ever lose any time from work because of surgeries or treatments related to your conditions?
Oh.
No?
I
Okay.
mean, I do, like, I just do, odd jobs. So, I mean, I definitely lost a lot of odd jobs. I mean, time, you know, you cut grass and rake leaves and like shovel snow, open pools. So, you know, I don't do nothing on a regular basis, but
Right.
yeah, I didn't get to do my gig job for
And
a
then,
good a year.
have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
Workman's comp, someone stole my PUA identification and collected that. I'm on SSI.
Okay. Let me put currently on SSI. And then this next question just
Well,
asks
I'm allowed. I got. Yeah, I got.
this next question
I'm
asks if
allowed to
you ever
work,
filed
though. I got
for
the.
have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, not really.
No? Okay. And then I'll find the address. I just need to know the name of the hospital that diagnosed and treated you, and I'll find the address.
Highlands. Highlands. Highlands Hospital.
Is that the one in Connellsville?
Yeah, it's a 401
Yep.
East Murray Avenue.
And do you remember your doctor's name?
Again, yeah, see, I can never pronounce their name. Persia. Persia.
Will you spell out the first
Again,
and last
they
name?
say it so fast. Persia. 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 I always say it so fast and I'm hard of hearing. It's annoying. A Persia. Persia. Persia.
Okay, let
Yeah, I
me.
can never understand what they say. What they say, or like they say when they talk fast.
So the last name was Persia.
Yeah, Persia, Parisia, Paris.
And
Yeah.
do you know what the first name was?
Sajid, 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 Sajid. I'm bad with that. I'm bad with na all names in general. Sajid,
Do you know how to spell Sajit?
Sajid. SAJ, SAJID. SHJ, Shijin.
Oh, okay.
Shijin.
I found them.
Okay.
Pardon me 1 second. Thank you for that. Let me just put plug in their info here. And then 1 second. It doesn't let me copy and paste, so I have to type the.
I don't even know what that is. I'm ignorant with the internet, so I don't even know what copy and paste is. I'm real bad with that. I work with my hands. I'm good at that, but no computer stuff or no spelling.
And then would yourself or the doctor have access to the medical records, right?
Yeah.
And what kind of treatments did they do on you? Was it stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery? Do you recall?
The treatments was, where did I get that? Pain med, chemo.
Okay. And
immunotherapy.
Sure. And do you remember the dates that they would have started the treatment?
Around the date? Right. Started like May 10th, 2020.
May 10th, 2020. Okay. Let me type that up.
Yeah, my birthday is only six days away from that. I remember that a little bit.
And a few moments here. We're close to the end here. Bear with me. I think the hardest part for us is going to be the e-signature, because I know you said you're not too tech savvy, but we do need to do an e-signature.
Yeah, that's
going to
be.
Two more questions here. This one just asks if you want to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you and we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact
Yeah, you can
no?
put in. You can put in my mom. Yeah,
you live with your mom or no?
No, they're down in Florida.
Okay. What is her name?
Yeah, her name. Her name's Candy Kalwicka. Their phone number is here it is. It's 352-245-2552.
Okay, so you said 352-245-2552?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then the last section here is going to be for the HIPAA medical and we have permission to reach out to her in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last one here should be for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve your records. What is your date of birth?
Yeah. 5/16/1975.
5/16/1975. And then your social?
179-54-52-63.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you an automated DocuSign via text message and email to do an e-signature.
Okay.
Hopefully we can figure
that out. Are they both going to be email or one text and what?
It's going to come at the same time. And actually, I forgot to. So you're a U.S. citizen, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me.
Eastern time zone.
Okay, let me put. Should be coming in a few moments here. It's going to spin on my system for a little bit, so give it a few moments here.
It might have came. Something just came. Hold on. See if I can find
it. It hasn't come yet. It's still spinning.
No? Okay.
But it's coming right now, and it's going to say, Emmanuel, that's me, is sending you a DocuSign. or something from DocuSign. It shows
Okay.
sent now.
Best law. Oh, no, I already opened that one. There it is. Welcome to my freaking message. Tuscan, wait, email from Mass Tort Strategy.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I may open that. Preview not available. What? Oh, yeah, I may open that. Do you agree to receive? Yes. Continue. Sent by, yep, continue. Agree. Continue. Start. Should I hit start on it? Select
yep,
start to begin. Yeah, I guess. All right. Attorney. Oh, shit. I've refreshed. Hold on. Damn it.
Take your time.
Start. All right. Okay. I see. Required signature here. Oh, shit. It won't let me, it only lets me, sign on the top half and not the bottom. Why would that be?
Huh. So, what does it read right now?
I can barely even start with the J. Here, let me get my pen out. Everybody, let me work. There. Let me see if my stylus helps. Man, something's all loose.
Huh.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, take your
time. Okay, motor note, letter note, no. Let me see. Here, like this. Oh, no, here, let me back up. Okay. Danger. Adopt a sign, no, cancel, wait. Yeah, okay, hold on. Well, I try to do it on the top only then. No, it's on, and when I'm writing my J, it just stops in the halfway on the top half of my J.
So it should also let you select a pre-typed version. So instead.
Okay. Here, let me back up. Select style. Okay. Oh, here. Select style.
Yep.
Oh, here. Okay. I got it right there.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, it says I put select style and I put my name there. Now what do I do now?
And then
adopt a sign or
adopt and sign.
I can't move. Yeah, okay. All right, and just keep on doing that?
Yep, just keep tapping.
I think
it.
I did it.
It's highlighted in yellow until the last.
Yeah, okay, it's doing it. Yeah, it's doing all that. Thank you. Wait, why'd it go? Oh, I missed one. All right. I think that's it.
Yep, you're all
done
set.
Signing,
it shows completed on my side, so you're all set there. I will, that's all for here. So within about a week or two, the firm should call you themselves to introduce themselves and, you know, give you their information.
Okay.
But other than that, you're all set here. I will let my team know that this was signed and completed, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. Be well. Bye.
All right.